Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem Personality Types, Share number 18. We're going to now talk about the fourth of the four temperaments. We talked about both S's, the SP and the SJ, and in the last two Shiurim, we talked about the NT. Today, we're going to talk about the NF. N is intuitive, F is feeling-based. It's also, just like NT is 12% of the population, of the American population, roughly. And here's the thing with the NFs that's unique. About only 2% are introverted NFs. 1% INFPs, 1% INFJs. So the introverted NFs are the most rare. This is sometimes debatable, but it seems to be that they're the most least common of the types. Therefore, their sense of loneliness and isolation is the strongest. And NFs are very often misunderstood, and they're gifts to the world, but they're unrecognized often. And we're going to spend some time discussing the NF temperament. They look at the world and see possibilities, which is intuition, and translate those possibilities into feelings, into personal relationships. They eat, sleep, think, breathe, move, and love people. They are the idealists of life. They serve causes that advance human interest, their teaching, humanities, counseling, religion, and so on and so forth. They're the idealistic do-gooders. They champion NFs champion and articulate various causes, anti-drunk driving campaigns, peace movements, collect money for endangered species. Their sensitivity leads them to personalize any form of criticism, often resulting in their needlessly feeling hurt or being oversensitive to that. Overall, NFs feel the most important thing is harmony with themselves and with others. NF's quest in life is for identity, for authenticity. They always ask, who am I? And as fate would have it, the SJs will answer to the NF, you're an earhead. And, you know, and NF would answer back, so who am I now that I know that I'm an earhead? And so on and so forth. Their strengths, which could be liabilities if gone overboard, and has to have a phenomenal capacity of working with people and drawing out the best in people. They could be articulate, they could be persuasive, they have a strong desire to help other people. They have the ability to affirm others freely and easily. They're great listeners. As managers, they're very positive and affirming. They're idealists. They have a warm style that makes it difficult for others to disagree with them. NF managers have difficulty being firm supervisors and tend to give the workers too much leeway. That's the weakness of an NF as a manager. Mating, as far as shidduchim and so on, they're the teddy bears. They're out of deep love. They want to give affection, receive affection. They want to avoid conflict. They want a hug. They want physical expression, not necessarily on the sexual realm of it, but more the warmth. But they need to learn that relationships are not just physical hugs and kisses. They have to recognize other aspects of practical parts of their relationships with their husbands and wives. As parents, they provide unlimited warmth and affection. They're always questing for self-identity, which is a confusing model for a child to grow up in. They defend their children. As far as teaching, they are the ultimate teachers. The beauty of NF teachers is their ability to make each individual student feel important, feel cared about. They make superb teachers in a way, like a bit idealistic at times. When it comes to personalities, just like we mentioned, Rebelsky, Olav HaShalom, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was an NT personality. An NF personality would be someone like Rav Arya Levine, that Tzadik in our time. If you read his biography, he was clearly an NF. Learning NF students like to please their teachers, and even more than SFs, they take criticism too personally. And money is really a means, never an end for NFs. they don't really focus much in regard to that. Now, to go deeper in understanding as an NF is they sense constantly they have that the search of self. They want to constantly become the best person they could possibly be. They want to be their truest self. They want to identify and think a lot. They often think the most about what is my purpose in life? Who am I? How am I going to actualize my neshama? So they can never be truly themselves because they're always aspiring higher to be the most authentic self they can be. And it's a burden, in a way, this paradox. You know, you want to become yourself and you never are that because you're constantly working through it. You know, how can I become the kind of person I really am? That's sort of like that hunger that NFs have for self-actualization. They want to be real. They want to be unique to themselves. When we will learn Be'ezus Hashem, the Enneagram, which is a type system that has 9 numbers, 1 through 9, the NFs primarily are the 4 personality type number 4. In order to make a difference and maintain individuality, the NFs contribute as best as they could, uniquely, as workers, as friends, as a husband and wife, as a parent, as a leader, as a son, as a daughter, and so on. No matter how the NF structures their time and relationship, they need to have meaning, self-realization, to have integrity, to have unity. They hate fakeness. There's no facade with them, no mask, no pretense, no sham, no playing of roles. There's a genuine desire and integrity to communicate authentically, to be in harmony with the inner experiences of oneself. To be inauthentic and to be two-faced is something that they really have difficulty with. Living a life of significance, making the difference in the world. And believe it or not, the eyes, even if they're introverted, if they are NFs, as introverted as they may be, they want to make a difference in the world. And that is the only thing that really helps somewhat to satisfy the NF's hunger for unique identity, to make a mark in making the world a more meaningful, worthwhile place. They're extremely sensitive to subtleties and gestures and metaphoric behaviors. They're seldomly miserly with their energy and time. They're willing to devote to relationships as it's developing. They want to grow. They're all in. They invest very generously into their relationships. They only make about 12% of the population, just like NTs. But there's a big bulk of them that are novelists, journalists, poets, biographers, and playwrights. They're mostly NFs. Most of these types of writers and professions are NFs. Technical scientific writers tend to be NTs, but writers who wish to inspire and persuade and produce literature, most often, they are NFs. The questions which this group asks is about the meaning of life, of their own lives, what's significant to mankind. And the search for meaning is very much advanced in their writings. And the NFs don't understand because they're only 12% of the population. The other 88% are less interested, really, in the deep, deep meaning and integrity of things and self-actualization. To them, it's puzzling. NFs enjoy writing. Pen is mightier than the sword. But it's not just limited to writing. NFs populate very much the profession of psychiatry, clinical and counseling, psychology, coaching, ministry, teaching. They can write and speak fluently with a poetic flair. And when, you know, they could get, you know, involved in different causes and be very passionate about it. Now, also like teaching, we said they're great teachers. Now, SJs are also great teachers, and SJs do have, they do basically teach. You see, SPs and NTs don't staff schools so much. NTs, if they do teaching, they gravitate towards higher education. So NT teachers would likely teach more advanced studies, college, deep math, deep science, things like that. SPs generally don't really find teaching attractive. Some may enjoy the excitement of elementary school teaching, SPs. But the main teachers are SJs and NFs. SJs outnumber NFs in teaching field, roughly 3-2. But NFs have a unique method of teaching, and they tend to choose the humanities, social science. Teaching appeals to NF as an occupation. Midwifing does. Kinder, warmer, more loving humanity appeals to SFs. NFs, rather. They tend to see the potential good in everyone. They devote their lives to cultivate that potential in people. That's why, ministry work and Peace Corps work and Red Cross work and all of these things, they're willing to make personal sacrifices to help others find their way. NFs can be extremely single-minded, dedicated, with serious nefesh to help people this way. SPs are drawn to performing arts. NFs are drawn to the arts that involve written or verbal communication. In the field of actors and actresses, NFs take on the character of the person being portrayed. You see, other characters, other types, they just play the role, and they know they're playing the role. You know, there was actor John Wayne in the olden days, whatever it is. He just played his part and finished. But then you had other NF actors. One was Marlon Brando. The other one was someone, Daniel Day-Lewis. He played Lincoln. When he played Lincoln, and I saw some clips of it, he actually was Lincoln. He was clearly an NF actor, and he lives the part. They become part of that. That is what the NF does. They have an extraordinary ability to appear to the beholder whatever the beholder wants to see. Very often they withhold self-knowledge, except for the people who they care about very, very deeply. And the problem with NFs often is they become disenchanted with life or situations, and because of their unrealistic expectation, because they're such idealists, they expect things and they want the perfect world. They want a harmonious world or a world full of peace and love and understanding. And when that doesn't happen, they get disillusioned because of their unrealistic expectation. They're constantly being told in their mind, in their hearts, be real, be authentic. It's driving them all the time. They can't help themselves. They are intellectually fascinated by ideas, the abundance of life. They tend to romanticize their experience. They're future-oriented, just like NTs are future-oriented, focusing on what might be. But as an NT, the thinking, they think about possibilities of different principles and ideas. NFs think along the possibility in people, bringing the best in others, speaking about actualizing potential of others and himself. Very often, an NF, that is the idea. I see a person and I see their potential, and I want to develop their potential as best as I could to help them develop their own potential. See, an NT, their hunger is centered on things and objects and ideas and concepts. NFs, they're also intuitive, but they revolve in their hunger towards understanding people and seek relationships with people. May not be grounded in action, but it's interactions. They enjoy the interactions. They self-actualize with identity, with unity. And that is the characteristics, generally speaking, of an NF. Ns sometimes crave a simpler life with simpler people. They need a relief sometimes from their inner complexity. They say, it's so complicated, my mind and heart. Why not? I'm just going to sit simply. I want a more simpler life. When I mentioned Rabbi Ari Levine was an NF, most likely Rabbi Yitzchak Cook, Zecher Tzadik Avracha, was also an NF, extremely misunderstood by the people around him. And one example that he basically used to say, it's fascinating, because he used to write in very poetic, deep concepts and thoughts all the time, constantly flowing, couldn't even stop himself. And when he needed to relax or stay grounded, he learned Nigla. He learned Gemara, Pilpul. Usually when someone learns very deep Gemara and Pilpul and deep Ian Gemara, it's straining to their mind. To a person like an NF, like Rav Kook mentioned, it's he's so abstract and so internal and with such strong emotions and deep ideas that it's a relief to get into Nigla, to get into the revealed parts of Torah, even as intricate as it may be. Sometimes an NF says, I wish I could have just one day, just simple life, enjoy the weather, not think so much and not feel so much. But eventually they get bored and disillusioned with those types of choices. They constantly, if they honestly face what their innermost needs are, they have an inner richness that drives them onward for new inspiration, for new meaning. And even if they find answers, they're happy for a time, and then they want to search further. So the NFs are constantly eternal seekers. There's an undiscovered continent in their inner world. They want to be known. They want to be understood. They want to understand themselves. They want to understand others. The NTs also do, the intuitive thinkers also do, but they want this in an impersonal way, in an objective way. But the NFs want to be known and understood in an intimate way, in a personal way. That's the difference. Emotionally healthy NFs strive for self-actualization, want to become, know Hashem by knowing yourself. And again, the problem with NFs, many of them, they're naive often. They're overly optimistic about the power of communication. They're overly optimistic about the beauty and harmony in all relationships. They falsely assume that if we talk it out, everything will be fine. They long for perfect marriages, for perfect children. They run into the risk, NFs, of becoming ultra-liberal. They think, if I only talk to Hamas, if I could reach the Nazis' heart to be kind and calm, and understanding, it'll heal them and they'll be more accepting. So the NFs have a hard time realizing they are evil is evil is evil, and some people are not, it's just not going to be, and they are overly, to the opposite extreme, liberal and go overboard the other way. And that's a big problem for NFs. We're going to talk more about NFs, Bezat Hashem, in the upcoming shiur. Bracha v'atzlacha.